Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago to Joshua by Moses is for you and me today, and for all who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about a Christian's supreme aim. Yesterday, we talked about displacing the self, learning to be like Jesus. If Jesus Christ is going to occupy the throne of my heart, then myself has got to go. I can't serve two masters. How can I be serving myself, working on my self-image, trying to build up my self-esteem, and at the same time worshiping Jesus Christ, living for Him, doing His will? A Christian's supreme aim is to be holy, to become like Jesus Christ. But the problem with all of us is nature. Our nature is sinful. We've all got exactly the same problem. Some of you feel as though you're in a very special category and you have a bigger problem than anybody else. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Well, that's true. Nobody does know but Jesus. But nobody knows as Jesus knows how perfect He plans to make you and how holy you can be even here in this life if you'll receive Him. Submit to being washed by the blood that was shed on Calvary and commit yourself honestly and earnestly to walk with Him day by day. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't remember and that I'm not reminded forcefully that I am beset by nature. Elizabeth Elliot's nature is still prone to sin. As the old hymn says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." I am beset by nature, but here's the wonderful part. I'm also cherished by grace. Cherished by grace. Loved with an everlasting love. And I know that underneath are the everlasting arms. I cannot expiate, eradicate, or erase the sin from my heart. But there is one who can. And it is that one whose name we seek faithfully to proclaim. You know His name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want to walk with God? If you're like me, you're still learning every single day. Will I reach perfection here in this life as the inhabitant of this aging body, here in my present circumstances, with this husband, in this house, with this set of tasks to perform every day, you perhaps in your workplace, in school, in prison, rolling down the highway in that truck, farming, working in a mechanic shop, a carpenter shop, sweeping a street, doing the laundry. Whatever your situation, ask yourself, will I reach perfection here in this life? Well, guess what? It doesn't make any difference at all. How many stone walls may seem to surround you, how many hindrances there may seem to be to your becoming a saint, the only real hindrance is your will. The only real hindrance to your becoming a saint is your will. And as one of the saints put it, the only thing necessary to becoming a saint is to want to. Do you want to? I want to. And I do believe that no other circumstances would make it easier for me to become a saint. You know that story of the lady who came to the preacher and said, "Oh, preacher, I need patience. I live with all sorts of difficult people, and I have a terrible time losing patience." Well, the preacher put his hand on the lady's shoulder, and he lifted up his voice, and he said, "Oh, Lord, send this dear sister tribulation." And she said, "Wait a minute, brother." She said, "I'm asking you to ask the Lord to give me patience." Well, he said, "The Bible says tribulation worketh patience." Psalm 16:5 says, "Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup, and have made my lot secure." Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup, and have made my lot secure. That's Psalm 16, verse 5. Will I reach perfection in these circumstances? These are the circumstances that God, in his wisdom and in his love and in his grace, has designed, assigned, in which he wants you to reach that perfection. Whatever your portion of suffering or joy today, it's been assigned by God. Whatever might turn out to be in the cup which the Lord has assigned you for today, it might be something bitter. It might be something sweet. But it has been assigned. Can you remember that? It was assigned. For what? That we might learn to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. The power of his resurrection is immeasurable, isn't it? It's boundless. What did it take for God to raise Jesus from the dead? That same power is available to you and me. And we must also remember that if we are going to know him, we have to know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. So if your aim is perfection, and that certainly is my aim, there are no limits to that. Will there be the actual attainment of perfection in this life? No. I believe that there will be limits to the very last. Limits to the very last. It has been the experience of the church and of believers through all the ages. It is also the truth of the Word, which testify to the mystery that there are limits, that there are humbling limits, real failings and real fallings. It is a sinner who is learning to walk with God. A man, a woman, a boy, a girl, still capable of, and daily, if your conscience is sensitive, conscious of sin. I am like that. I am capable of and daily conscious of sin. My acceptance with God is wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly, completely, and only in Christ, in his righteousness, his holiness. And I stand in Christ before my judge, who is God. 1 John 1:8 says, if we claim, and this is the old godly John writing this, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claimed we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in us. Now, does God expect perfection in you and me today? Let's remember that he is a loving father and we are his children. And when a child falls, when he's learning to walk, does the father get angry? The father knows that the child is trying and he's still learning. I hold, writes Bishop Mole, I hold with absolute conviction that it is an error to explain away the Word of God when it tells of our lifelong need of confession of sin. Now, there is always the possibility of sinning. If we accept with humble submission our limits, we can lay hold on the possibility of holiness with hope and joy. It is possible to cast every care, every day, upon Jesus. It is possible to have peace under pressure. It is possible that my imaginations will be purified through faith, and that I will learn to see the will of God in everything, and will accept it not with a sigh, but with a song. It is possible, in the strength of Christ, to put away all bitterness, wrath, anger, and evil speaking, and to find strength out of weakness. It is divinely possible. Christ's work in us goes on because we consent to his will. His gift of free will is bestowed on us so that you and I have the power to respond to his grace. He has given us the freedom to choose to respond to his grace. God's part is the gift of grace. My part is accepting it. Now ask yourself, how high do I aim? What do I really expect God to do in and for me?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.